101. That's George Harrison. Ain't give me love. The commander here. Look out now. Look out. Oh, jeez, I gotta make him a note. Gotta make a note to myself. It's my cousin Maurice's birthday. I gotta make sure I get him something. Oh, what a pain in the neck. What a pain. Yeah, I remember back in the Bronx, a lot of the guys would get slinkies for their birthday. Everybody in the neighborhood. We get 10-speed bikes. But I'd never know what I was getting for my birthday. I remember one year I came running down the stairs, and there it was, sitting at the table. Mom and Dad were sitting there together. I said, jeepers, what is it? He said, go ahead and open it, son. I felt the box, and oh, it's heavy! So I ripped in the paper, and it was like a wooden box. I said, what is it? He said, open it with this crowbar. So I worked the crowbar in there. I said, wow! Is that what I think it is? Dad said, yes, son. It's a case of hand grenades. I said, wow! Can we blow one off? He said, that's what they're there for, son. Mom said, I gotta bake a couple of pies. You boys have fun. I said, okay, Mom. Thanks for the grenades. This is the best birthday a guy can ever have. So we went out into the backyard. And Dad showed me the proper way to pull the pin and hold the handle until we throw it. The handle goes ching, and then you got 3 seconds. He said, well, we need a target. I said, how about old man McHenry's cow? Dad said, well, okay. Watch this, son. And I watched as that grenade arced lazily through the air, and holy Jesus! I mean, next second it's raining chop suey! I said, wow, Dad! He said, come on, son, let's go around front and see what kind of fun we can have. We went around the front. He said, some of these are actually used in wartime, you know. Anti-personnel or even anti-vehicle. See the guys coming down the road in the garbage truck? Let's play a little fun on them. So Dad grabbed the grenade, I grabbed the grenade, and we went running up behind the garbage truck. And plunk, plunk, we dropped 2 grenades in the back. That compressor went around trying to squeeze out grenades and... That'll happen, son. Oftentimes, the actual shock of the explosion can send a human being right from the front seat of the cab of the truck, right through the roof and up in the air, as we just saw there. You can see they're pretty deadly things, so you gotta be careful. I said, did you use them in the war, Dad? He said, we sure did, son. I remember we'd go into a village, and we'd be going up and down the streets, and if you thought there were, like, unfriendly soldiers inside, before you'd ever go inside, you'd lob a grenade inside to kind of, like, soften up the area so that it'd be safe to go in, and then you could shoot any survivor. I said, wow. I said, you think the Fergusons are home, Dad? He said, one way to find out, son. Go ahead. So I went tippy-toeing across the lawn. I pulled the pin, and Dad went, yeah. I threw it as hard as I could at their picture window. I guess they were home, Dad! He said, don't be afraid, son. That's just the propane tanks out back. I said, wow! He said, you better save a few. You don't want to use them all up on your first day, then your birthday's over. I said, okay, Dad, okay. He said, here, let me flick and pin them to your lapel. That's the way we used to carry them. So we went back in the house, and Mom was standing there. She said, sounds like you guys have a good time, but there's chores to be done, chores to be done. It's your night to do the dishes. And I said, oh, I hate doing the dishes. And there's 3 days' worth in there. I said, oh, no. Before I knew what I was doing, I took a grenade and just rolled it into the kitchen. Said, oh, that's nice. That was really smart, young man. That was really smart. For crying out loud, I'll have you know your grandmother was in there baking pies. She was in there baking pies. you stupid kid. Now we'll never get the deposit back on her rented aluminum walker.
Don't touch that dial.